Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio on the phone lines right now. We have a three-time Super Bowl champion. We have someone who is a pundit, someone who has experience in the big games and is here to talk about it with us. It's Mark Schlereth. Mark, how you doing, my man?
I am doing great. How are you?
I got not a complaint in the world. Obviously, they're all the big games that took place last night. We know exactly who's going to head on to the Super Bowl. What are your initial thoughts? What's your largest thought from what we saw take place yesterday?
Well, I hope they let the players play like they did on championship weekend, right? I mean, I thought, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the back end, the aggressiveness that they played with, putting hands on receivers and disrupting routes was a huge factor in that game. And so I like that. I like that style of football. I like it when the officials swallow the whistle and only call the egregious ones, because I think the games just go, they go faster. They're more exciting. So I'm big into that. I like that a lot. And ultimately, you know, we talk about quarterbacks all the time, and rightfully so, because they're so important. There's no question. But you show me the team that dominates the line of scrimmage, and I'll show you the team that's going to win the game. So, you know, that was true in both championship games. It's been true throughout the playoffs.
Well, Mark Schlereth is here with us on CBS Sports Radio. The big talk, and not just through the morning or through the night, even through all of today, has been, you know, Coach LaFleur in Green Bay saying, hey, we're going to go ahead and, we're not going to give the ball to Aaron Rodgers here. We're going to hope our defense makes a stand. And that, obviously, hindsight is a 20-20. That was a mistake. What are your thoughts on that call?
Well, you know, I mean, I do games for Fox every weekend, and I was in my living room with my wife. We were watching the game, and I'm screaming at the television. As soon as they got into the red zone, I was like, okay, this is four down territory. You got to score a touchdown here, right? And, you know, when they don't do it, first off, third down, I'm like, run it. You know, I'm screaming at my wife. I'm sure it's like, shut up. I'm just trying to watch this game. But, I was shocked. I thought the right call was to let Aaron Rodgers do his thing. And I like my chances with Aaron Rodgers. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You needed that touchdown. And to settle for 3 points and give the ball back to Brady and let them do what they do, I was fairly shocked that was the decision that was made.
Well, we know going forward, and we see this now with Tom Brady, especially when you have longevity in the league at the quarterback position, you're probably going to end somewhere else. And Aaron Rodgers has been very open about that possibility. Do you think we will see him in a Green Bay uniform next year? Is it a matter of emotions? Is it going to be 2 years? What are your thought process where his career ends up?
Yeah, I would imagine that he'll be back in Green Bay next year. They've got an exceptional team. He had a phenomenal season. So I can't imagine him leaving and going anywhere else. I think Green Bay is the place that he ends up next year. And for the foreseeable future, in the next couple of years, I think he stays and remains with Green Bay. But I know how frustrating it is, to lose. And I know how disappointing it is, especially when you've had the season that they have had. And you had the expectations. You had a home game in the NFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl. That's got to be devastating. But bottom line is, I think he'll be back in Green Bay.
Mark Schlereth is here with us, three-time Super Bowl champion. We're going to see a guy in a couple of weeks in Tom Brady. 10th Super Bowl, 10 times, 43 years old. How big of it is it an achievement in a space where the NFL has changed, the quarterbacks are protected? We know it's an achievement. Do you think it's overblown to the degree of what he's doing right now at his age?
No, I think it's phenomenal, you know, and we all have this desire. You know, it's so funny. I asked Tom Brady earlier this year, like, why do people have such a desire to write your obituary? Like, why do they want to boot you out of the league? And, you know, we laughed about it. But the bottom line is, I find it remarkable. And you know, more than the physical, you know, the physical attributes and what he's been able to accomplish physically, what I find more remarkable is mentally. You know, the fact that you can have the success, the level of success that Tom Brady has had, and you haven't been sated by that success. Yeah, because human nature says, once I've had some success, to, you know, take your foot off the gas a little bit, get into cruise control, just enjoy the ride. Tom Brady is as driven at 43 as he was at 23, for crying out loud, which is remarkable to me that you can have that kind of drive and that you can allow yourself to continue to be coached and continue to coach others. And so I just think that's incredible. And it's just remarkable to watch him play week in and week out.
Well, we have that 43-year-old quarterback. He's going to be opposite a 25-year-old quarterback who looks awesome as hell, obviously, in Patrick Mahomes. What are your overall thoughts on what the Super Bowl might look like besides probably a shootout?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you've got two of the great quarterbacks. I mean, the greatest of all time in Tom Brady, and a guy that hopes someday to usurp him as the greatest of all time, and he's on track to do it in Patrick Mahomes. Incredible, incredible matchup. And I think one of the great matchups here is, I think you're talking about one of the premier defenses in all of football in Tampa Bay, from an athleticism standpoint, from an aggressiveness standpoint, from a speed standpoint, versus one of the most dynamic offenses we've ever watched in Kansas City. So it's kind of strength on strength matchup there. And, you know, very much like the NFC Championship game, if the officials let Tampa play, if they let them be aggressive, press on the line of scrimmage because they're going to blitz and they're going to bring pressure, if they allow them to play that style of football, then it really, you know, it really helps that Tampa Bay's chances of victory if they allow that to happen. So I truly hope they do, because that to me is the best brand of football.
Well, Mark, we know you have 3 Super Bowl rings. This Super Bowl is going to be different. There's not going to be the same level of pomp and circumstance leading up to the game. There's not going to be the media week. The teams, I think, might actually arrive the day before, maybe 2 days prior. Obviously, Tampa will be playing from home. What effect, if any, do you think this is going to have on the game? Will we see a sharper game? Is it much to do about nothing?
I think there's less opportunity for distraction, which to me is always a good thing. You know, I mean, the Super Bowl, one of the big issues is all the other, you mentioned the pomp and circumstance. You try to stay as sequestered as possible, but I think this helps. This helps with COVID, not being able to go out, not being able to do the things that oftentimes can get you caught up in trouble. So I think it ultimately is kind of the ultimate environment for a business trip. And so I think that's actually good for both teams.
Any early thoughts on who's going to walk away and hoist this Vince Lombardi?
Hey, I'm an offensive guy, man. I'm going to lean on the offensive side of the football and think that the best offense in football, Kansas City Chiefs, are going to win it.
All right, Mark Schlereth has been joining us here, CBS Sports Radio. Final question. I also know you're a Denver guy. What's going on with the quarterback situation? What do the Broncos need to do to move forward and actually rock here?
Well, you know what? I would love to see them go after Matthew Stafford. That would be tremendous to me. So, and I believe they have to get a veteran quarterback to kind of settle things down for the Broncos. So I would love to see that. And that to me would be a great get, because I think he's an elite level quarterback.
Mark, I appreciate you taking the time. Where can people follow you, keep up with everything that you're working on? What's going on?
Okay, well, what's going on right now is, watch the big game. You got to have a great TV. The TV experts say LG OLED is the world championship of all TVs. I tell you what, whatever your action is, your action of choice, sports, movies, gaming, you can find it right there. The OLED TV is the best way to do it. LG.com for more information. Farm Rich brings the concessions to your home. Great stuff. I mean, great, easy snacks and appetizers like loaded potato skins, The homestyle meatballs for the meatball sliders, all excellent stuff in the freezer section of your local grocery. Check them out at farmrich.com. Then the party never starts until the pizza is served. DiGiorno, the croissant crust pizza. I had one the other night. Delicious, guys. You got to check it out. Buttery, flaky croissant, layered crust, signature sauce, real mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, four cheese, and three meat pizza in the freezer section as well. DiGiorno.com. And then lastly, Slick Deals. Check it out. The leading social shopping platform. 12 million users that vet out and vote on the best deals, like having 12 million of your best friends telling you what the best deal is out there. Shopping A to Z. You can find it at Slick Deals, slickdeals.net, man. And that's kind of my spiel for having a great big day party.
Hey, Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. You enjoy everything that you just mentioned as well as a big game.
You got it. Take care.
We've been chatted up with Mark Schlereff. This is the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.